A Fighter's Quiet Storm article by John Green. Subriel Matias, once feared as the boogeyman of the 140-pound division, has earned a reputation as one of the most dangerous fighters in the sport. His aggressive style and relentless pressure inside the ring earned him the nickname Nomos Tias after five opponents were forced to quit mid-fight. Matias seemed unstoppable, a force of nature whose brutal power made many think twice before stepping into the ring with him. However, 2023 presented a new set of challenges for Matias. After parting ways with Premier Boxing Champions, PBC, to sign with Matchroom Boxing, his career took a notable shift. Many in hindsight have wondered if the move was a misstep, especially in light of PBC's recent deal with Amazon Prime. The decision appeared to put Matias at a crossroads as he sought new opportunities in a sport that has been undergoing dramatic changes in its broadcast landscape. A humbling defeat, losing to Liam Paro in Puerto Rico. Matias' last fight against Australian Liam Paro marked a significant moment in his career, but not for the reasons he might have hoped. The bout, held in Matias' home country of Puerto Rico, was billed as a showcase for his skills, with the legendary Felix Tito Trinidad even present to witness the potential passing of the torch. The atmosphere was electric, and the pressure was palpable. However, in a shocking turn of events, Matias was unable to deliver a victory. Liam Paro traveled to Puerto Rico and handed Matias an unexpected defeat on his home turf. The fight revealed that something was off, whether it was the emotional toll of fighting in front of his people or the overwhelming pressure of performing under the eyes of his boxing hero, Matias appeared to lose focus. The week leading up to the fight was filled with media attention, and many speculate that this added press may have affected his mental preparation. In the ring, Matias didn't seem to lock in as he usually does, and the outcome was a bitter pill for him and his fans to swallow. A time for reflection, family first. Since the loss, Matias has remained out of the spotlight, choosing to spend much-needed time with his family. The demands of being a professional boxer can often come at the expense of personal life, and Matias has expressed regret for missing important moments in his daughter's life due to his busy fight schedule. For a fighter known for his physical dominance, the emotional toll of those sacrifices cannot be underestimated. While some fans may be eager for Matias to return, it's important to recognize that every fighter, no matter how tough in the ring, needs time to recharge. The pressures of defending a title, especially on home soil, can weigh heavily on a fighter. Matias, who was flushed with expectations and media attention in the lead-up to the Paro fight, is taking the necessary steps to regain his focus. What's next for Subriel Matias? Although Matias has been absent from the media for the past 3 months, it would be premature to assume he is finished. His aggressive style, knockout power, and no-quit mentality make him a fan favorite, and it's only a matter of time before he returns to the ring. If I had to make a prediction, we'll likely see Matias back in action early next year. Fighters of his caliber often need time to reflect and recalibrate, but they rarely stay away for long. The sacrifices he's made for the sport and his family are part of the journey, and there's little doubt that when Matias steps back into the ring, he'll do so with renewed purpose. Subriel Matias has faced defeat before, but he's always come back stronger. As his fans, we should give him the space and support he needs to recharge and refocus. With time, Matias will once again prove why he's one of the most feared fighters in the 140-pound division. The boogeyman isn't done yet.